You guys, we've got a Bible open up with me to Genesis chapter 4, to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to probably spend the next couple of months just working through the book of Genesis. We're going to go all the way up to a guy by the name of Jacob, and then we're going to stop there, and we'll do something else after that. But we're going to just kind of work our way through this section of Scripture, just for the sake of covering some of that. I check the mouse, make sure the mouse is like attached and Bluetooth working correctly. I check the settings. So you guys know I got four kids, and we're fortunately out of the settings of my actual computer. Have little everything kids I did, right, no matter what I did, this I couldn't season. Highlight. When kids are really little, what they I should have done from the very beginning is I asked Google, within 3 seconds it all said, kids struggle with this, you just need to restart. Where they're just super rebellious.
So I restarted my computer,
and they just
want to
totally just reject anything that their parents say. For our kids, that was always either age 2 or age 3, where you come to them and you're like, yo, don't do that thing, X, whatever that is.
That's what I got to
do. And the kid would just be like,
and the truth is, sometimes you just
or this is what our kids did, is they knew they couldn't openly be defiant, that they would get in trouble, so they would passively be defiant, where they would just pretend like they don't hear you, and you're like, it's just us in the room.
Creation as a whole.
You know, and so he's going to start kids, all of our kids did that at
the beginning
point
because
in
human
time.
Beings had messed the
and
whole
so I discovered
thing
a, I've read somewhere one time that a good way to parent them during that season was
Genesis,
is when they would just outright
really
just defy you and challenge your authority.
Jesus,
they just basically are saying, I want to do what I want to do.
Book.
Audrey and I would sit down with them and we would say, well, let me tell you how this is going to work.
Humanity sins and
rebels.
You've
got to make a good choice.
And
you have two choices to make in this moment.
Verses
you can obey me,
see that God
and you can do the thing that I'm asking you to do, and everything's
going to
be great.
Walk by faith.
You're going
to
play, and I'm going
to
play with you, everything. Like, we'll
God
have a good time. Life is going
to
be good
that will never
if you do the right
again.
Thing.
Now, here's
if
what's really,
you don't
really
obey me and you
important.
Ignore me,
we look
then there's going
to
be discipline,
really
there's going to be consequences, and life is going to get real complicated
philosophical, theological,
and a lot of our kids, not all of them, but most of them,
always associated.
They were so stubborn. They were so hard-hearted. They were like, come
so
with gotta
move kind of quick.
Like, you know, they're
so
like,
what I did was,
like, I don't care. Like,
no
bring
way
it. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's how stubborn
that I
they were.
Address every
and,
single one
and
of
then
those
after that, we
deep
would just say to them,
that you have
this is really unfortunate.
Associated with this particular
it doesn't
section
have to be like this.
Of the Bible.
If you would honor God,
so we all have
you
questions,
would do the
right
thing.
Right? Like,
things
was this a
so
global
good.
Flood or was
now,
this like
caveat.
A regional
a
flood?
Kid,
where did the water
that stubborn,
come
you
from?
Need to know that
how did
they defy
millions
you
of
like
species
that, you have to win
animals
that
fit on this
but
one
you cannot
individual
let the school
how did you
figure that out.
All
you cannot
them.
Let a grandparent
how did you
figure that out.
Care
you
for them?
Have
what did
to
you
be
do
willing
when
to stick your guns
like,
in their
how did you do all of those things that are associated with it? Why does a loving God wipe out virtually all of
God is like this with us.
So what
our
I did
text
to try
today, God
like at least
metaphorically, the way that we might do with a 2 or 3 year old, he's going
to
hold up
two pathways, two hands
to
a
guy by
what
the name
I would
of
say
Cain.
Are some very, very
and he's
going to
say, Cain, if you honor me, everything's going to be good.
And websites that can
but Cain,
answer
if you
a lot
don't,
of those
destroy your
questions
life.
That you have.
Cain's
got to
make a decision.
Of scripture.
And unfortunately,
so
Cain refuses
a sheet of paper
God's
back in the back on the table.
God's
you can grab that if you're old school.
And
the good thing is,
sin.
If you have a smartphone, you
and
can take a picture of that and you can actually click the link, even though it's a picture on your smartphone.
All right, so here's what we're going to read.
But
it's a longer passage, but there's
Instagram
really no way that
Facebook,
I could paraphrase
already
this.
Got a,
I mean, I guess I could,
post
but
ready.
I
it's probably
going to
be posted
so
soon if it hasn't already
Genesis
been posted.
Chapter 4,
with all the links
starting on
all
verse
of those
1,
questions inside of that particular social media.
Now, Adam knew
you have some of these questions. Some of them you may care about. Some of them you may not.
I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord.
At least I had a lot of
questions. And again, she bore his brother Abel.
Now,
Abel was
a
keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought to the Lord an offering
of
the fruit
of
the ground.
Noah.
And Abel also brought
that. Let's start off in chapter
6,
starting off in verse 5.
And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering,
but
for Cain and his offering he had no regard. Another word would be favor.
The Lord saw that the wickedness
so
of man
was
great
very angry,
in the earth,
and his face
and
fell.
That every intention of the thoughts of his heart
was only evil continually. The Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why is your face fallen?
And the Lord regretted
if you do well, will you not be
man
accepted?
On the earth,
and if you do not do well, sin is crouching at your
so
door.
The Lord said, I will
its desire is contrary
whom
to
whom
you, but you must rule
the face
over it.
Of the land.
Now Cain
man
spoke to Abel, his brother,
and
when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother, and Abel killed him. And the Lord said to Cain, where is
Abel,
your brother?
So these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Noah walked.
And the Lord
with God.
Said, what have you done?
And Noah had
the voice of your brother's
sons,
blood is crying
Ham
to me from
Jephthah.
The ground. And now
and
you're cursed from the ground,
sight,
which has opened its mouth to receive
violence.
Your brother's blood
God
from
saw
your
the
hand.
Earth, and behold,
when
it
you
was
work
corrupt,
the ground, shall
flesh,
no longer yield to
it
in your strength. You shall be a
Noah,
fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I
behold, I will
bear.
Destroy them with the earth.
Behold, you've driven me today away from the ground and from your face. I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth. And whoever finds me will kill me.
There's a lot
then the
there,
Lord
so
said
let's
him,
just
not
sort of
so.
Begin to
if anyone kills
that.
Cain, vengeance shall
number
be taken
one,
on him.
God says, I'm going
Lord
to
mark on Cain,
the people
lest any
on
who
earth,
found him
even
should
in
attack
the real
him.
Sense of the earth itself.
And then it goes on to give
so
a little
was
more
the problem?
So
what was
let's
the wickedness
way, okay?
of the people?
So,
well, verse 12
you
actually says
have not read the book
times.
Of Genesis.
The Bible
the
says
way chapter
that the
3
people on the
ends
earth were incredibly violent.
A married couple named Adam and Eve, the
so
first
imagine a world,
on
a culture.
Earth. They are blaming one another
parents,
for a mistake
sons,
that they
and daughters.
Made.
They just
both
live
of them
in
did
savage
not do
bloodshed
the thing that God
every
wanted them to
single
do.
Day.
And when they were confronted
Somebody
by God, they
shoes,
pointed fingers at
you
other
stab them.
People.
If a
the
person
first thing
looks
I want you to see
you
from verse
1
of chapter 4 is I want you to see the grace
they,
and
they
the mercy
not only are
God.
Violent people, but they
verse
love
four,
it. They
verse
enjoy
1 tells us
delights.
That Adam and Eve have a baby.
It's a culture by
a baby,
which
it's
sort of like if you have something, somebody's going to come try to steal it from you by force. And if you're not willing to
and so
give violence to them, they'll have violence to
you. This married couple who are bickering at one another. They're fighting. They're not doing the thing that God designed them to do.
Second thing that's kind of
an interesting Genesis 1 and 2 tells us that God made Adam and Eve, made all humanity to worship him, to love God. To serve God and adore the Lord.
Now listen to the way Jesus
they don't
talks
do the thing they were designed
Noah.
To do.
In Luke 17,
instead, they
Jesus
try to worship
says.
Themselves and the creation.
Just as it
as
was
result,
in the days of
they
Noah,
rebel.
So it will be.
And so even
in
though
the
chapter
3
ends
man.
With them in opposition
they
with one another,
and drinking,
blaming
and
one
marrying,
another,
and being given
by the time we get to chapter 4, God has restored their marriage. God has reconciled.
Now, when you read what Jesus says,
I've been married long enough.
It's sort of like, what's the big deal?
Drinking, I blame Audrey for the thing that I do wrong.
Well, here's what Jesus is getting at.
She's not going to be like
Jesus is saying that the people on the earth had completely.
And yet, in this story, we
God's
find that that's exactly
God's
what Adam and Eve did.
And
they played the blame game.
Wandered
they never
away
took responsibility for their mistakes. And as a result, their marriage
had
was struggling.
Done it for so
but by the time
long
we get here,
they were
God's restored them.
With it.
God has saved their marriage.
That they are doing
and they've
things
been physically
that are
intimate,
wicked
and they're
and
starting to have
evil.
Babies. And the text says
condemned,
that they have two
condemned
sons.
By God,
at least
hated
here initially.
By God, despised
son
by
is
God.
Cain,
and when you look at their life, they're just eating.
Cain was a worker of the ground. He was some sort of farmer.
So the idea is that
Abel, the younger brother,
he
was the keeper of a sheep. He was a shepherd.
And it's perfectly normal.
And both of these men played a
there's
unique
no
role
regret,
in what God
no
had said was the goal.
Of
there's
no
one of the goals
of like maybe I shouldn't have done
in chapters
that.
1 and 2
or
of Genesis,
done that differently.
Which is to subdue and rule over creation itself. That
there's
worship
some type
God
of sexual
by
sin. We
taking
can see
care
that in 1 through 4.
And
one of the great questions that people ask is who are the Nephilim? This like
the Bible says that both of these brothers, they bring an offering to God.
It's a large discussion.
This is just a gift that they would bring to the Lord to worship
later on social media.
Y'all, the idea of worship is
simple. But we do know that there's something immoral
taking place. Worship means we attribute to God His
people on
worthiness
the earth from verses
it's,
1
it's
through
our
4.
Way of saying
so the point that
this
I want you
gift
to
I'm bringing
is that
to you
they
God
really wicked,
is my way
evil.
Of saying you are worth
and they're so messed up and broken that the Bible actually
more.
Says look at verse 6
and so this offering
Lord
is really about the exaltation
man
and
on
the
earth,
worship of God
breathed into his heart
and the text tells us
now when
Cain
the Bible says that God
some sort of type of
don't let
vegetation
that confuse you
some kind of vegetable
God's not saying
some type
and
of fruit we don't know what but he brings something from his livelihood
these people.
One commentator read
said
that he was a farmer in this region,
and
they probably would have been growing some types of
communicate
broccoli,
a human
Brussels sprouts,
so
and I just
we can
that's
try
why
to
God
understand
who brings Brussels sprouts
what God
in this
feeling
my wife loves Brussels
whenever
sprouts.
He's reacting
I'm like,
to
that is
nasty.
Something here
the
on the world.
That stuff.
But the point
so,
is,
for example,
we don't know what
go over to
1 brought.
Samuel
all
15,
that we know is that he brought something
Samuel says
that was associated with
about God
you know,
and King Saul.
And vegetables.
God appointed
well,
King
Abel,
Saul.
Abel, on the other
king,
hand, the text says that he brings a
king
portion
Saul
of an
was
animal.
A horrible king.
And then he brings up
he did
like
wicked,
a
he did
side of the
evil,
animal, the fatty part
wrong,
of the animal.
God says,
and this is the Hebrews' way of saying that he
so
is
God
bringing
says
the
he
firstborn,
regrets it. Here's what he's
the fatty portions.
He's
this
not
is,
saying,
this
I
is
made
God's way of saying that
men,
Abel is bringing the filet
God
mignon
is
of the animal.
That I'm deeply
Abel is bringing the best
because
of what
the
best.
Mankind has
and
made
so when God looks at both of
see,
the
God's
offerings,
original design,
God
this,
says,
say this a lot
Abel
Genesis,
did
is that
the right thing and I show
human
favor
to
on his.
Him.
And Cain,
and
I kind
beings,
of
instead of worshiping God,
favor,
they chose
though.
To worship things around.
Now, why
God.
Does he reject it? Well,
and so they have
people
totally
sort of
rejected God
wrestled with this.
Of
some people have said maybe it has to do with one was a blood offering, and the other one was not a blood offering.
Over this.
Maybe it's because one was an animal
that
had been sacrificed, and the other one was
more
not.
Than just like a fluffy sadness.
Scripture in at least Hebrews 9:22 says, "Indeed, under the law,
weeping,
almost everything is purified with blood.
It's the
without shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins." We even see
that
in Genesis 2 and 3, where God kills an animal and covers them with the skins of the animal.
So this is why
so some people think
says,
it has to
imagine
be
a young bride filled
that it
with
was. I don't think it has anything to do
day.
With that.
Only
I think it has to do more
with
the
has run
their
off
hearts.
With her best friend with whom he's been
because
carrying on for
it,
over a
it's
year.
It's really, really clear
she's not just
that
sad,
Abel
just
comes to his
she's
like
left with
his
this
world.
Sick, hollow.
Abel
feeling.
Looks at everything he owns.
This is
he looks
what
at all
God
the animals,
feels
all the things that he has, and Abel says all
so
of this
the sin
is
of the earth
exists because of the goodness
and sorrow
and
grief that has deeply rooted in his heart.
I may shepherd, and these sheep are able to have more sheep, and I'm flourishing as a human being because God has chosen to put his hand on my life.
Now Hebrews 11,
and so Abel
New
sees
passage,
everything that he has, and he says,
read Hebrews
"God
11,
deserves
this long passage that lists
crop,
all these Old Testament
the very,
characters,
very best of everything
that
I own."
By
and he takes
faith.
That very
in Hebrews
best
11,
thing,
it tells
and he gladly
us
brings it to
Noah
God and says, "God, you actually are worthy of
eyes.
More than
here's
this."
Here's what Hebrews 11:7 says.
To whereas Cain
by faith
looked
Noah,
at everything that he owned
warned about
and must have thought, "This is mine."
I'm the one that's waking up early and working. I'm the one that's toiling in the field. This is my stuff, and he must have brought something to God that was not his best.
Here's the first thing that text says.
He must have brought something to God, the Lord, that was kind of sloppy.
So God comes to Noah, and God says, I'm going to make it rain. I'm going to bring a
He's
flood,
selfish.
And I'm going to destroy everything around
you. He only cares
you.
About himself.
And you may your say, job, you know Noah, is to
offering,
build a boat,
see it throughout
a boat
the entire
that
text.
The design of the boat nobody's
Cain
ever seen.
Reveals
the design of the boat is going to be
care
so
about
massive,
God.
It's going to take you years
Cain
to take care of it and to make it.
Him.
And chances are, is
and so
everybody's going to
the real thing
be
about the offering,
he
doesn't know if one was an animal, one was a grain.
Hear me, Noah could not see
the
rain yet.
The real issue was
Noah could not see the ark.
See, the rejection of the gift wasn't about the gift
or being in control
of
anything that God is asking him to do. Noah Cain. Could do one single thing.
Here's what
God.
I want you guys to see. Please don't
He doesn't
miss
need
this.
To. There's no fighting
God's
with God.
Kindness
there's
is
no,
all
well, if you could give
text.
Me more of a sign that with
so
God,
Cain
there's
brings
no of like his
I'm
going to try to find a
God.
Way to be in control
he
and
brings
sort
his
of
sloppiness
God
to
the way
God.
That we do.
Noah
and
hears
then he tries
what God
to
says, bamboozle
God
that is worthy of everything.
I'll
like Cain only exists because God created him.
Then the Bible says that Noah actually
Cain just tries to come in and act like he's numero uno. And God doesn't
he
just kill him.
He goes out and
spot,
he actually builds
which
the very
sense.
Thing that God
would have been worthy
him
of that.
To build. And he
God
asks
him
like,
a question.
Kind of
take it and make
why
it his
are
own.
You angry?
He
why
does it
the exact way that God told him.
The revised English version really captures the Hebrew best.
Imagine
God says,
like, no, stop your life.
Scowling.
Like, whatever's normal to you, whatever's comfortable to
you,
whatever's socially acceptable to you.
Who are you upset
that out
with?
Window. Here's what you're going to do.
So this must
years.
Mean that
you're
Cain is wearing his emotions on
rain
his sleeve.
And everybody's
going to
mock
that.
You and make fun of you. That's
but he doesn't even try to
happen.
Hide the fact that he has
he
this disdain.
He faithfully
that
obeys
God
the Lord.
Has selected things
thing
in a way
God
that Cain thought
do.
He shouldn't
this
have selected.
Is really important.
And instead
Noah
of Cain
is
just
not
confessing.
Perfect.
Instead of
we're
Cain
study next
saying,
week,
I'm
he gets
sorry.
Drunk and
I
makes a complete
up.
Fool of himself.
He gets mad.
And we're going to unpack that and what that means. But
and so
he's
God looks
at
Cain
God
after
he
gets Noah
mad
because he's
awesome
already been kind
and
to him. And God
there's
says,
one quality
here's
in Noah that made him different than everybody else
make.
On the earth.
Just like we would with the toddler.
It was that he believed God.
He says, if you do well, will I not accept you? Do you understand what God's saying there?
Like God.
Bro, all you got to do is
because
he
trusts God.
Do the right thing, obey me, and everything's going to be wonderful.
Life's going to be great.
He's
going to
be
used by God.
I'll flourish you. You'll get to live an awesome, abundant life if you'll just follow me and obey me.
Now, what
God
does all of
this,
at least this first
I
section,
want
mean
to be
judgment
in
and condemnation?
You.
And,
I want to
faith,
be good with
finding
you.
Favor in God's
I want to be your
faith.
God, well, and I want you to be one of my children.
Many of you guys remember
I don't
that there
want
was
to pull
a
my
hurricane that swept
I don't want
Florida
to give you the thing that you deserve, which is judgment. I want
to
be kind
year.
To you. As a matter of fact, God is saying, like right now, even though you botched this, even though you messed this up, if you'll just own it, if you'll just admit it and come back to me, I will lovingly forgive you, and I won't even hold it against you, dude. I won't
imagine
even like,
what
hold this over your head
like,
in a
like,
way that displays my unforgiveness.
Or
I will
the whole state of North Carolina
to be
or
in
Florida,
relationship
but
with
imagine
you,
what
even
that kind
though
of
you've done a bad job
like
being in relationship
all across
with me.
America.
That's what God
all
wanted for Cain.
Entire
and that's why
world,
God says,
you
if you do right thing, I'll accept you.
Land.
I will gladly
that's
accept
not
you
because
that's God's natural posture towards sinners. He wants to be in relationship with us.
He's going to pour out through this.
But then God warns him. God says, if you do not do well,
and if your
sin is crouching at your door,
like.
And its desire is contrary
this
to
question.
You, and it's going to rule
I
over you if
God
you're
not God of love.
See, God is warning Cain.
If God's a God of love.
He's
I mean,
saying, if you do reject my grace, if you do reject my mercy,
if he's a God that
there
wants
are
to
demonic
give grace and mercy
forces
people,
crouching at your door.
It doesn't seem fitting for that
I'll show you more
same
about
God
that in a second.
To destroy.
And he says, those demonic forces want to destroy your
family.
Life. Like, see, he's trying to help Cain together. Understand that there is this internal
because
war going on inside of him.
God's not only killing the
there
people on the
there is a battle
earth.
Of who is
he's
he going to love supremely. Are you going to love
vegetation.
Me?
God
he's
says,
hitting
reset
or are you
going to
love yourself?
Super Nintendo. We're going to do this
because you
whole
can't
thing all
do
over
both.
Again.
You got to pick a side.
Now here's the thing.
Either
here's
I'm
the
God
short answer to that,
or you think you're God and you go do your thing.
God is a God of love.
But you can't serve two masters, bro. You got to pick an eye side of the aisle, and you got to pursue the thing
and
that is right
and
true.
You can never disconnect those two.
I want
y'all
to think about this.
We do in our American culture.
This is
so
God
let me give you an analogy
being kind
sort of
to him again.
At this point, at least I hope it does.
Once again, he's scowling. He's mad, and God is saying,
"Don't you imagine that I have somebody with me?
Be
up
really
here
careful.
That is just
if you keep going
racist.
Down that path, it's going to destroy you."
And I'm not talking about like they're kind of racist.
God's saying,
or they
I don't
got
want
some
that
thoughts, or they say things sometimes.
No, here's
I'm
if
about
I could
like
summarize this. Here's what God is saying.
Racist.
God is saying, here's the thing.
They look
Cain,
at people of color and they think that they are inferior to them.
But God is not
if
after
they get
the
around
modification
a baby,
of Cain's behavior,
not their skin color.
He doesn't just want Cain
they actually
to follow
call
this
that
rules.
Child racial slurs.
God wants his heart.
This person actually
because God
is,
wants to be
is believes with all of their heart that the world would be a better place.
And when
Cain
is given
like
a choice,
and less people on the earth
worship
like
God who made me,
and they're
pursues
even willing to
me,
violence,
and loves me,
even,
when
to
I'm bullheaded,
evil acts
or Cain chooses to do whatever he wants, God wants him to choose him.
And
that's
let's
what
say
God
we
desires.
Went to this
The Lord desires that he would be in relationship
and
with
hopefully
him.
Hopefully, you would have no problem
and God
going
knows
with a person like
this, that
the
fact that he brought a garbage offering
wrong.
Is because Cain's heart
didn't
belong to God.
We would look at them and
God.
We would say,
Cain's heart
your
belonged
code
to
of
self.
Morality.
And so what God is saying to him is, God is saying,
right,
look, dude, if you will just love me,
in complete
if you'll just follow me right and see how much I care for you,
we would look
bro,
at them and we would say, the Bible says that Jesus died for the rich and the poor and the Jew and the
see,
Gentile.
See, this is why you and I, if
that
you're
the vast
not
majority of people you're reading in the
New
Testament
heart,
are brown.
According to
so what
John
are you talking about, dude?
That
you can't
we need
hate
a
these
new
people
birth,
that look different than you.
Where God takes our old heart of stone and he gets rid of it and gives us a heart of flesh.
And we would just say you're wrong. And then
so
we would say something like this,
God. And our
what you believe about race
and our actions
is sinful,
are
it's
naturally
wicked,
an
it's
overflow
evil.
Of what's inside of our hearts.
And because of that, you've
God,
earned
many,
the right
many
to be judged
sort
by
of like,
a holy God.
Like my wife doesn't
and
want
God
me to love
pour
her
his wrath
because
on your life
I
you
know
careful.
Good pastors
and we would say there's two choices for you, man.
These rules of being good pastors
option
and
number one,
my
is
wife
you
wants me to love her because
what you believe
I think
is
she's awesome.
You don't
and she's
justify
beautiful,
it, you
and
don't
she's wonderful,
it.
And so
you
I sacrifice for her, and I
racist,
do things
God
for her out of
that.
My affections
and you
for
can
her,
confess that
so
sin
awesome.
Before God,
that's how
and
we
you can put
all
your
want
faith
to be loved.
In Jesus
and we
Christ
want
that
to be
he has come
like
to
that,
die
because
for people
that's
that are racist.
God desires to
and
be loved.
And if you will trust
we want to be loved
Jesus,
out of obligation,
he will bear the judgment
God
that you earned.
The overflow
that you believe
that
he died in your place.
And this is what God is saying to
Cain.
God is saying your behavior is
the right to experience judgment.
It's broken.
And if you'll put your faith in Jesus, you won't experience God's judgment. You'll experience his grace and his mercy.
But I'm showing you over
and
over
really
again,
most of us
I'm
would
worth
never do this,
it.
But we would really need to say to him, but here's the other
because
side of
that
coin.
Because what we do is connected to us on the
if
inside.
If you don't
and
confess your sin and you
out.
Don't repeat and you continue being an
so
evil
so here's
racist.
Practically what this means, y'all.
And when you die, you will
Cain
experience the fullness of God's
really
judgment.
Cain is really religious looking.
Wrath,
what I mean by religious looking is he looks as if he's in relationship with Yahweh.
He says,
he gives the appearance that he is.
I'm going to think how I want to think.
Not.
I'm going to live how I want to live.
His life testifies to something different.
Now, everybody hear me out.
And God in
if
this text gives us a measuring stick,
to wickedness,
a way to tell
in this room,
who belongs to Jesus
go,
and who does not
fair.
Belong to Jesus.
We would say,
here's the principle that at least I know I can pull
he wants to be like that.
Text.
And he wants to be that loyal to sin and
Cain
wickedness
gets angry
and
when confronted
propagate
with
those things
now,
around us.
If that condemns
we would
us,
say
we're all
he
in a whole lot of trouble. We'll talk about that in a second. But here's the second part to it. He
now,
gets angry when he's
I'm
confronted with the Word
make.
Of God. And
here's
the second
point.
Thing is, Cain doesn't care what God
I
says.
Have realized about my own
now,
heart
I said this
that
a minute ago,
not the best.
If you get mad when you are confronted about something that you did that was wrong according to Scripture, then
and
we're
if
all
I took
like
a person that was racist,
you know
let's say somebody that
so
abuses
just
a child or abuses
for, like,
some other person in their family,
raise your
like,
hand
whatever
if
that
you
sin
do
is,
not
I've realized
like
that when
telling
I am
you
equally offended by the
high,
sin that God is offended by,
I understand
don't
justice.
Lying in church.
All right, now,
when I
now most Christians
that
I know don't like being told that they're wrong. Now, raise two hands if you don't even like that you have
to
admit that right now
God.
In service. You know?
I don't
so,
like that justice.
So you guys get the gist, right? It's like, generally
so
speaking,
in other words, I got no problem with
we
God
don't
pouring
like
out his wrath on people
being
that I
told
think
that we've
deserve
done
it.
Something that's not right and good.
But when I begin
most
to wrestle
of
with
us,
the fact
even
that
though we're followers of Jesus, are
I am
defensive.
Also a sinner.
We're argumentative. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't naturally, instinctively desire that.
So here's
so it's not that you get mad when you're corrected. That means you're not a
you
Christian. What makes Cain
want
like Cain did get mad,
justice.
Didn't he? Cain gets confronted by God because he doesn't do the right thing.
Justice.
And the first thing he does, he's
if
mad at God.
If there is no
like,
justice, love doesn't make
for,
any
bro?
Sense.
Bro, you brought the garbage offering.
And if you've ever been deeply
but here's the real
offended
issue.
Or wounded
Cain
by somebody.
Cain could care less what God says.
Like they've hurt you in a way.
So it's
and
not
just got
only
away
that
it.
You don't like being
corrected.
They
never corrected, said they were sorry.
But it's that you don't even care that you're
lies and propaganda to make
you don't even care
that
there's another way to live. You don't even care that what you're doing violates what God says
you
should be doing.
Justice.
That's
we
the issue.
Need justice.
Cain
but
has
justice
no regard for the word
you,
of God.
And it can't be found
Cain
in
Cain is actually finding that his life would be better
and
if God would just
read
mind
about
his own
the
business.
Of the story
and God could
Noah,
just stay out of his life.
And
Cain could just do
God
what he wants
will
to
do justice in a
see,
way
that
is pure and
is
righteous
of an unbeliever.
And fair.
It's
and
of
equitable.
Somebody that does not
we can
know
trust
the Lord.
The way that he does this.
Because if you know the Lord, why would you never just
say this, but I'm
ignore his word.
There is a lot of years that it took
to build
this ark.
I'm not saying we can't struggle with it.
That all of these evil, wicked people had an opportunity to repent while the
so
boat was being built.
So if we, or anybody that we know, says, I'm a follower of Jesus.
They just continued to choose
and they
to follow
could care less what sin. Jesus says.
So on one hand,
that
we do want to say
means
that God
are not following
we'll look
Jesus.
At that at the very end of this text.
Because here's the thing, y'all.
But we don't
even
neglect the
every
truth that God is also
Christian
holy
in this room right now is battling
sin.
With their sin.
And his willingness
every one
to
of us
do justice
a Christian.
Accordingly.
And this is an everyday struggle for every single one of us. If anybody says it's not, they are a liar.
Fire and brimstone. Like,
every day we are putting to death the sin inside of us. And that is like a war.
No.
And it is constantly this back and forth that we do the things. At least what Paul says is, the Apostle Paul, I'm doing these things that I know I should be doing. And the things I know I ought to be doing, I find myself not doing those things. And we're constantly battling to honor Jesus and to proclaim, crucify the flesh, and to pursue and honor the Spirit of God. Like, this is a constant, ongoing thing.
This is the way Romans 10 says
it. Cain doesn't have that struggle.
How then can they call on the one they've not believed in?
Because Cain doesn't care about the struggle. Because Cain would just rather do whatever he wants. Listen to the way Jesus said it here in John 14:15.
Now, this is saying,
there's like four or five times in the New Testament, this exact phrasing is used, particularly in 1 John.
I'm going to follow Jesus until somebody tells them about Jesus.
If you love me,
they're not going to know about Jesus until somebody shows up and tells them.
Pretty simple, right?
And guess who God
you
accepts
say you love
to do
Jesus?
That. You do not
Christians.
Have to be perfect.
You and I.
You do not have to be exactly perfect.
The gospel has come to
way.
You because it's on its way to somebody
else. But it does mean
that you love God's
and commandments.
And
so there is this burden.
And
there
you
is
appreciate
this thing
God's commandments. And you want to hear God's commandments. And you want to follow God's commandments.
Jesus.
And you want to wrestle with God's commandments.
Will experience
if I can put it really plainly,
God,
that means if somebody can take the
same way that I deserve it,
their opinion,
and
they can show you something in your life that's not in harmony with God's word, you go, I want to follow Jesus.
Because we're not better than
you. You don't say, be true.
The only thing that makes me different than some murderer.
What Jesus says is,
wild,
if you love me,
like abuser,
you're
or
one
racist,
of my sons and daughters.
I know Jesus.
Then you'll love
Jesus
the things
has
that I love.
Me from the inside out.
And you'll pursue me and
so
want to follow me.
So my question to you is, who are you proclaiming Christ to?
Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes
the
wicked incurs
most
abuse.
Of chapter
abuse.
7.
Do not rebuke mockers,
your Bible,
or they'll hate you.
Kind of
rebuke the wise, and they'll love you. Now, you've got
to
understand, when
Noah
Proverbs talks about a mocker or a wicked person, it's basically talking about an atheist.
The Bible says that he tells him to bring seven.
It's talking about somebody that mocks the existence
animals.
Of God.
There were some animals.
It's basically communicating a wicked person who wants to live their life as if God does not exist.
And each
and what the writer
of
Proverbs is saying is that when you show the faults based on the word of God to a mocker, they will like literally get so mad at you, they might even become violent towards you.
The text does not say that they.
But if you correct a wise person, even if they don't get it at first,
even if
it's a struggle, even if it takes some time, eventually they'll love you. They'll get wiser still.
It was massive. It was massive.
So I would just say
huge.
To you, if you have
the
found
modern
yourself
day dimensions,
in
the Bible,
right now,
Old Testament, used cubits.
I'm not saying you don't like being corrected. I'm saying
you don't care
what God says.
Unless I look it up. But
then
here's
your
like
response
our modern
to this
way of
text
thinking about
Cain.
It. It's about 450 feet
And what
feet
Cain
long,
needs to do is what you need to do, which is trust Christ.
And 45
you need to see that
high.
Jesus loves
a massive,
you
massive,
anyways.
Massive.
And if right now, even
I've never
in your
been to that place in Kentucky
bow,
where I guess they got
Christ,
like a life-size version of the Ark. I want to.
You.
It's on my list to go to eventually.
I want you to see what happens next.
Life.
We just read it.
But supposedly you can go to this place in Kentucky.
So
and
Cain's
you can
mad.
The Ark
God's warning
encounter
him.
And
Cain
and
doesn't listen.
The, what it looked like.
So the text says
so
that
when
he
I read,
lures his brother away to a secluded place.
Pastor guy that said that the Ark was so large they probably could have fit somewhere between 35,000
and once he gets there, he murders his own brother
on the Ark.
Now, we don't know exactly how he did this. There's some extra biblical books.
Chapter 6
say
tells
that
us that Noah obeys the Lord,
likely
and everybody gets
Cain
on, and God supernaturally
stone
shuts,
and bashed his brother
shuts
on the, head
the door. Now hear me, there are scientific articles that
and
are
we also know based
process.
On Scripture that Cain
this,
is doing this out of pure jealousy
that
of his brother.
Is a supernatural
he couldn't
God
stand
can
that God favored
and
his offering
God
over
can raise
his own.
Himself from the dead with Jesus.
And think about this, y'all.
And I somehow got
instead
to
of Cain
go on the ark
realizing it was all his fault.
You may say that's like a simple-minded, like whatever.
He chooses
but that's how I
to lash
it.
Out in anger.
There are
and
way smarter people than me
brother.
That get way more sophisticated
so cool.
scientific
I
answers
this
than
this
that. But my whole thing is
sad.
He's God. Like if
six
anybody can figure out, it's
chapter,
the Lord.
Six.
So go down to the next section of that scripture there in chapter 7. The Bible says that it begins to rain.
Now that's not a coincidence.
The world floods.
The narrator is
both
trying
directions.
To communicate that
the
scriptures
say that the windows of heaven open up and it
egregious.
Rains from up
murder's
high.
Is wrong in every case.
And then the text says that the springs
brother,
of the ground,
he hasn't done anything
the fountains
wrong,
of the great
blood,
deep,
seems to be worse. It's
so
like
it seems
Cain's
to be
not
that
killing
springs
some
pumping out
crazy
water from
Nazi
below,
clan member who's like
top,
nuts. He's not killing some radical jihadist
for over 40 days and 40 nights.
Cain is killing the son.
Everybody safe and sound inside of the ark.
He's
the
leveraging
so
the trust that his brother had in him,
tells
his baby
us
brother at that.
That the water was, the line of the water was 22 feet higher than the tallest
Cain
mountain
was wrong
on
the earth.
Whole time. Which is mind-blowing. We live in
listen
Florida.
To the way John
so like
says this
hills
in 1 John.
Area.
John
but,
says,
but have you ever been like, have you ever seen the Rocky
like
Mountains?
Cain,
my friend lives in Montana. I got
to
go see him
the
and the mountains
and
are like
his
massive,
brother.
Massive there.
And why did he
to
murder
think
him?
That the water level was
because
so high
because his own
that
actions
not only covered
were
a
evil,
mountain, but it went
and his brothers
20 feet
were
above the mountain. It's just mind-blowing.
Now notice what John says.
By John the grace says of God, that when murder takes church, place,
we're not going to have a mural in the kids' area.
It's a manifestation
because
of
those animals aren't smiling, and it's not rainbow.
We're talking about like a just war theory.
You know what I mean? It's like people are dying.
It's my understanding of scripture
like,
that in self-defense,
like, no,
or somebody's
this
a
is
soldier.
Like brutal.
That's
this
like killing, and that's justified according to the scriptures. Okay, it's a longer conversation.
The Bible says that the water is
called just war theory. I'm like totally a fan of it.
After about 100,
that's not the kind of killing that this text is talking about.
Finally settles.
It's talking about you kill somebody,
and before that he sends
purely out of hatred.
Or
disdain of them, or because you're careless
with like a little
with
piece of sprig, and so he knew.
And the reason John says that means that you belong to the devil is because what God says is as long as there's breath in somebody's lungs,
go over to chapter 9.
Even if they're not a believer, the hope is at any given moment they'll trust Christ.
Here's what chapter 9 says.
That as long as they're alive, God is waiting for the day that they would repent. And if we just kill them, we just eliminate them,
my covenant,
then we rob
you,
them of this opportunity of belonging to an glorious, amazing, good God. That's why murder
never
is wrong.
Again shall there be a flood.
And so Cain robs Abel of a life of
says,
worshiping and serving
the
Lord,
that I make between me and
which means
and
he's doing the will of Satan. He's doing the will of the evil one, because God wants to build life up and to grow his kingdom and save people and redeem people. And God, the devil wants to destroy all of that.
Over the earth and the bones seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant.
And so God comes
to me and you. And every living
Cain.
Creature of all the flesh.
And he asks a question, where is Abel, your brother?
Become flood to destroy all flesh.
You got to understand something.
When the
God doesn't need
clouds,
a single piece of information
the
from Cain.
Everlasting covenant between
God knows
and
everything,
every
and God already
the
knows
flesh,
the blood's been crying out to him.
Now, God
here's
said,
what he
no,
wants.
This is the
that question is very
that
similar to the question he asked Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in chapter 3. God is giving him a chance to admit that he's wrong.
Throw this out there.
Which blows my mind, he's being this gracious.
I want you to ponder something.
It's sort of like God is saying, are you going to own this?
Covenant,
are you going to repent from this? Are you going to confess this sin?
In America, the rainbow
Cain
is a sign
does
of the LGBTQ
Cain does.
Community that
he pretends like
Jesus
he has no idea where his
don't obey him.
He
I don't
deceives.
Think that's a coincidence,
he
that
lies.
Been a rebranding of a sign
he acts
that
stupid like he has no idea
to those
where his brother
to him.
Is. He hides his sin.
It's kind of scary if you think about it.
And you can see his pride and his hard heart in his actual
saying everybody
response.
In the LGBTQ community, they need Jesus. I've got friends
because
that are in
those basically
categories.
Cain says,
but that
rebranding is
of the evil one, man.
You guys know in the original Hebrew, the better translation of that from what I studied this last week
against
is
God.
Cain says,
because
am
what
I
read
supposed
here
to be watching with the shepherd?
Is a rainbow is a sign.
Which that's his way of,
it's a covenant.
There's what he's saying. He's saying,
covenant, it's
well,
just God's
your boy, Abel, is the shepherd. He's the one that's really good at finding
the
sheep. He's the one that's so awesome and
you
righteous and holy. Maybe you should go ask him where he is. So even when he's
you know, it's
caught
like,
red-handed,
sometimes I do that
even in his rebellion,
maybe bad dad,
he's still
the
like
point
defending
is we make
himself.
Promises and it means something
he's
different.
He's still doubling down. And here's a crazy thought.
God
I don't know if you guys have friends that are like
I'm
this,
committing to
but
you,
they'll say things like, if God could just manifest himself in front of me,
like a dad
speak to me audibly, I would listen to him and my heart wouldn't be
so
hard.
And what he says is, I've
and I'm not saying everybody would always be hard-hearted.
Every single time
but Cain right here is hard-hearted. God is audibly speaking to him.
You'll be reminded
physically, like somewhere around him speaking to him, and Cain is just doubling
I'll
down.
Never judge the earth.
Cain
the
is pursuing his own heart.
And scientists
and
tell us that a rainbow is technically an optical phenomenon
which
caused by the
him.
Refraction, reflection, dispersion of sunlight and water
and
droplets.
And God says, the blood of your brother has been crying
arc
out to me
in the sky.
Which for you and I, that's
cool.
Kind of a strange
what if
way
I told you
for
the Bible
word
has a more theological meaning of
put it in our language
rainbow.
Today, God is saying,
and notice in the text, it never calls it a
I
rainbow, it calls it a bow. So we have a picture of a rainbow here.
It's all
notice
in the light.
If this is an actual bow and you put an arrow on it,
and God judges him in some very particular ways,
to the heavens.
One, his job is going to be hard and difficult.
And one of the things that I read,
you
got to
just pause for
a
second. In
symbol.
Chapter 3,
this
God tells
symbol, that,
Adam
that if that's
that
a, if the point
like
is that
the crops
weapon
are now
going
to be more difficult to
an
work
arrow be
because thorns and thistles are going to fight back against you. And it seems like he doubles that like consequence.
Let me just read the way one commentary said it.
So now you're going to be
God's
a farmer,
in the sky
and it's going to be like even more brutal than it would be just with thorns and thistles fighting
God.
Against you.
Well, the natural
and then in
rainbow
addition
is
to that,
wonder,
he's separated from the presence of God. He's separated from Adam
the
and Eve.
Shape resembles
he's
a
separated
war,
from his family because he has to be
in
exile as he wanders
God,
off.
Who would himself bear the judgment
and just to make sure
for
that
his
life
people
is going to be miserable,
cross, instead of
God
pointing
put some
down
sort of mark
those
on him.
Who deserve the wrath on account
some
of
sort
their
of
sin.
Mark on him in order that people would
so guys, here's
avoid
what I've
him.
Never thought about before is
they
I
won't kill him. Now we don't know what the mark was. One thing I read said that it could be some
that
sort
a rainbow is
skin
a symbol
thing,
to
like
you
some
and
sort of
I
like leprosy so that when
die.
People saw
for
him
us, he has already
out and wouldn't come
that God instead of pouring his wrath
and
judgment out on the earth.
Sure. Now there's this thing in the judgment of God, y'all, where you can see God's
says it
grace and his mercy and you can see his wrath and his judgment. Now, here's what I mean by that.
Became God sin just on our behalf. In order that sinful people like you and I can have the righteousness.
If God, God would have just wiped him out right
God
now,
took in this the moment, judgment that
it would have been like,
that's
what you get, Cain.
Of.
Like you had chance after
and so there's
chance,
this rainbow
chance,
that is this
chance,
picture
God doesn't just
of the
kill him.
Substitutionary
God
death of Jesus.
Him.
That Jesus
and he knows
has
that somebody else would kill him, so God preserves
you
his
and
life
I
by putting this
don't have
mark
to
on him. And so you see this
God.
Tension
that because
where
of what
God
Jesus
is being
did,
kind
we can actually
to
have
him by letting him
life.
Survive,
victory over
but God is
sin.
Also pouring his judgment
that's
on him by allowing him to experience the consequences of
every time I'm with my kids and I see a rainbow, I always say that's a promise from God
all by himself
somewhere in Genesis.
And with his family
and
his
sometimes. But I'm just like, man, this is
and
what God
Cain
has promised
in that situation because
to
of
us.
And the decision.
So here's what this means, y'all. This is so important.
So in Jude chapter,
avoiding
or Jude doesn't have chapter, one chapter,
the
in Jude 11,
has nothing
the text
to do with
says that there is a way of
it's got nothing to do with virtue signaling on social media. Any
now here's what that phrasing
there.
Means.
It's got
what
nothing
Jude
to do
means
with helping
by
the community or being
is
a nice,
that
good person.
The way of Cain means
all those things are
we
fine
make a decision
and,
that's selfish.
And they got their place, but I'm here to tell
and
you
we never confess
they
that,
cannot
never
remove
that.
The blotch of
so we
my
keep
sin
going down that path by making another decision.
The only
that's
hope
selfish.
That we have
and
to
we make another decision
our
selfish.
Sin
and
is
then
to put our
by the end of our life or a season
Christ
of our life we have
died for
dozens and dozens and dozens of little
3 days later he rose
where all that we've done is just disobeyed God and disregarded what he said.
Is not a, anything that
see,
we've
see, the way
done.
Of Cain
what makes
is a
us
warning
Christians is we have a relationship
to people
with
on
this
the
Jesus.
Earth.
We belong to him.
The warning is don't
the
ignore the love
are.
Of God by ignoring
and here's the
his
good
commands.
News, y'all.
That
this
instead
message
of following
of Jesus
yourself,
is not only for me and
follow
you,
Christ.
But it's the hope for the whole world.
And here's why this is important, y'all.
Y'all, in each
because
of the Gospels,
when you live your life for selfishness,
Acts,
or you live your life
for
something else this
commission.
World can offer, the Bible
different
teaches you
wording
and
all of those books,
thing.
But it's all the same idea.
It will be your God.
That
and it will
the
rule
apostles
over
you. Would preach
it doesn't
the
matter
gospel
what it is.
Of Jesus.
Our hearts
are
designed
to
worship
in,
something.
To the region,
and
the
so when we say, I'm
going to
live my life for X,
says.
And that X thing is not God, then we
will
like give everything that we have to it. We'll give our money,
which means the
we'll
Bible
give our time,
teaches
we'll give our resources,
that
we'll
God
give our whole
wants
hearts
not
to it.
Just people
and
in the
God
south
didn't
to
design
get
us to worship
he
ourselves
wants everybody
or
on the
money
earth to get saved
or
that
sex
they would trust him.
Or job
everybody
or
on the
leisure.
Earth isn't going to be saved.
We were designed
God's
to worship
is that none should
God.
Perish, but all should repent.
And so the whole way
and
of
the means by in which
is
they
living
be saved
your life
for
something else rather than worshiping God
in words and in deeds.
And the
that
text
would
is teaching us,
live,
you have the freedom
flaws,
to live like
and they
that.
Would say there's something different about
you can live for money. You can
and
live
you
for relationships, you can live for sex, you can live for all
to
those
the
things.
Ends of the earth because God
but you'll find yourself just like Cain. All alone,
so I want to introduce
some
you guys
sort of mark
to somebody,
on you in
a
hole,
recently, as
a and you
have
know
a,
the only reason
a missionary
deep
couple.
Down you are in that hole is because of you.
Their name's Lauren and Dolph.
Guys, I'm just telling you, that is a miserable place to be as a person.
Her maiden name was Parker. The Parker family
I've been there
is
before
an
my
awesome
life.
Christian family.
Where your life is a mess,
very,
and you just look in the mirror and you're like, this
but
is not
Lauren
my parents' fault. This isn't my upbringing's
from
fault.
From Southern
this
Brazil.
Isn't culture's fault. This isn't the devil's fault. I did this.
Lauren and
I've ruined these
just actually over Christmas break.
And what
like,
the text is saying is,
they were
it's like
everything
a,
that they
it's like a warning
so
sign of saying,
don't
be like Cain.
Now, if you're
God
here,
has
you're like,
better
well, Europe sounds like a nice missionary place
follow
to be.
Him,
but here's the caveat.
Bow your knee
to
Jesus.
Blows my mind. This is what Delphi told me when we were talking.
Y'all, I listened to a podcast recently.
Percentage-wise, is the most
there was a pastor in New York City that had a
there
massive
are, percentage-wise,
moral
failure, there are more
like,
lost
big
people.
Time. His platform is probably one of the biggest, not just in America, but across like the world.
And if you
Australia
know church
places.
History, that should blow your mind.
And just a few years ago, this
C.S.
pastor...
Lewis,
Charles
Spurgeon,
he had patterns
Tolkien,
of rebellion
John
and sin
Calvin,
in his life,
Zwingli,
and in this
Martin
podcast,
Luther,
it's just his confession.
There was a great
he's
awakening,
on this
great revival that broke
wife.
Out in Europe, and it's
after
one of the
three
most
or four
secular,
years of having this failure,
lost,
and the whole podcast, he's just confessing
on
sin.
The earth right now. They
this
are
is
in
how
desperate
broken he was.
Need of people going to those countries
and
preaching
daughter,
the good news of Jesus and the hope that he offers. He said he sat down with his 14-year-old daughter
once the tabloids made it. Got it. Like when I say tabloids, it was like ABC.
Their responsibility is they are basically facilitating
some
of the administrative needs for the local established churches and church plants in England.
And here's what his 14-year-old daughter said. She said, Dad, thank you for telling me, but I want you to know I do not forgive you.
He said, well, what does that mean? Here's what it means.
And I don't even know when I'm going to be able to forgive you.
Is we want you to pray for them on a regular basis.
He says one of the darkest days in the process of him healing.
So in a minute,
and I'm listening
James
to this
and
podcast,
y'all can kind
and
of make
this pastor
back up where
is
Jez
saying,
are. In a minute, we're going to close out with just a time of prayer,
was
and up front,
life.
All across the front of the stage, are these bookmarks.
There
feel
were people
free to
that lied about
there's
him,
a whole bunch
made
of them.
Up stories about him, because let's
take
be real,
them, put
y'all.
Them in your Bible
you guys might
you
not be this way.
Bible,
people
like
when pastors
Bible.
Fail.
Most people read it on their phone. But just have it said one time, other pastors' jobs were more difficult because of the way that I failed.
They have put specific
and every time he would say, even if things were like wrong against him, he would say, it's all my fault. If I hadn't done what I did, my life would have been the
second thing that you could just be in prayer about is we would love at some point in life of our church
listening
to
this guy just like partner with owning his complete and utter failure.
Whatever way that we can take a mission trip there.
I thought that's what
we're going to Costa Rica at the end of the school year.
God doesn't want us to justify sin. God doesn't want us to rationalize sin.
And Europe is this way, y'all. I was in the Czech Republic like 2 years ago.
God wanting church to come to
kind of covered the cost for me to go, and I was able to go to the Czech Republic, and it's like if you talk to anybody on the streets, they're all atheists. And kind of agnostic.
And
they're like, they don't care about God. They're not like, like
faith,
mad at you, but they just they don't care. They live their life as if God doesn't exist.
God that loves me, even though
so
I
love
Lauren,
my life. I love Dolfo. And man, I
was one
love
of those powerful testimonies. Like, there's theological things I totally disagree with the guy about. Like, I would not listen to his preaching. But when this brother is testifying and confessing sin, I thought, that's the opposite of Cain. Cain never did that. So here's where this all comes down. James, you guys can come back up as we kind of land the plane here. Here's what Hebrews 12 says. This is why there's good news for us, y'all. Hebrews 12 says this. To Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Now here's what the writer of Hebrews is saying. He is saying the blood of Abel that was spilled did not have the power to save anybody. But there was blood that was shed at the death of Jesus that has the power to save anybody that would follow him and believe. So here's where the good news is. If you have lived your life like Cain, if you will trust in the blood of Jesus, if you'll trust in the fact that you are a sinner that needs God's grace, and you only find grace in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he died for you and he rose from the dead 3 days later, that if you will trust Christ, he will gladly save you. Because here's the hard truth. Are you ready? God's kingdom is only made up of people that were sinners. There's not a single Christian in this room that got into the kingdom of God without owning the fact they had failed God in obeying his word. We are all broken, needy people. My favorite definition of sharing Jesus, evangelism, is I'm just one beggar telling another beggar where they can find some bread. That's what we are. And fundamentally, what we need is to be on our knees confessing our sin before a holy God and finding hope and redemption in Jesus Christ. See, Jesus died in order that we would love him and serve him. And I don't know how this warning fleshes out in the room right now. I don't. I'm just praying and thinking, I am positive in application of this whole text is you and I have people in our families, we have people at the jobs that you work, you have people in your neighborhoods who are just like Cain. And maybe they go to church on a regular basis and they're bringing some sort of offering, but their hearts don't belong to God. Their hearts belong to themselves. And maybe an implication of this text is for you to warn them of the way of Cain. It's for you to come to them and say, even though you're not doing the right thing, bow to Jesus and follow Jesus. Jesus will save you. But I also think it could be possible that maybe you are in this room and you identify with Cain. And if you say, that's my story, you don't really care what God says, then I would say trust Christ. Don't wait till it's too late. See, the blood of Abel is not enough for you, that you need the blood of Jesus. Run from your sinfulness. Run from your pride. And run into the arms of a God that will gladly be in relationship with you. And so if you guys will bow your heads and close your eyes, I'm going to pray us out in just a second. Or I'm going to pray and we're going to close out singing a song. But if you as a person, that is a church-going person, if you have not experienced a moment where you were just broken over your sin and confessing your sin, then I would say, what if right now in this moment as James is playing and you just are broken about your sin? If you're not a Christian, I would say let that brokenness lead you to becoming a Christian and following Christ. Maybe you are a Christian and you know that you just need to repent. You just need to own the fact that you haven't been doing the right thing. And you need to trust in the fact that God wants to be good to you the way a father would never abandon his own kids. And so as a Christian, maybe just where you sit, you just need to reflect. and confess your sin before a holy God. And so I don't really plan this with James, but James is just going to play for just a couple of minutes. And just what a beautiful thing if this room is filled with people who are aware of our own brokenness. And those that aren't believers, I pray that you would trust Jesus. And those of you that are believers, I pray that your awareness of your sin would highlight the beauty and the majesty of the God who saved you. And that this room in the coming moments would just be filled with this worship of a God who is worthy of it all. So let's pray, and then we'll let music play. Lord Jesus, your Spirit does things that preachers cannot do. Your Word does things that no charisma or fancy preaching can accomplish. So I pray by the preaching of your Word and the power of your Spirit, you would lead people to conviction in this moment. You would illuminate sin. And those that are believers, that would draw them into deeper affections with you, Lord. And those that are unbelievers, that you would save them in this moment. They would trust you. They would not be able to leave this room and delay this moment. They would follow you right now. So God, I just pray that you would do that for your glory and your splendor. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. So bow your, keep your heads bowed. Pray for a couple minutes here. And James and Emily will lead us out and close us out in a second.